Good afternoon and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis and I'm pleased to be able to join you at home or in your car or at your place of business. Today our discussion is on water. Water and health. Before we go into our discussion, I'd like to read a scripture from John chapter 7, verse 37 and 38. It says, "In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." So here we see Jesus likening himself to water. If any man thirsts, Jesus says, come unto him and drink. Friends, water is just so important. As important as water is, the water which is Christ is to eternal life, so is the physical water to our state of health today. And I believe that the lack of water is a major contributor to some of the most deadliest diseases that mankind experience today, from heart disease all the way down. In fact, in previous program we shared how because of a lack of water, in fact, let me read this quote. It says, according to a six-year study of more than 20,000 healthy men and women aged 38 to 100, published in the May 1st, 2002 journal, American Journal of Epidemiology, women who drank more than 5 glasses of water a day were 41% less likely to die from heart attack than those who drank less than 2 glasses. The heart benefits were even greater in men. We previously cited this complete article in one of our radio programs. It's very clear that the number one disease, the number one cause of death in the United States, heart disease, water will cut that disease in almost a half. In fact, we really do believe that if people would drink sufficient pure, soft, distilled water, enough for their body, there would not be necessary for another heart attack upon planet Earth. We do believe that and we do teach that. All right? So the body, our body is composed of some 70 to 80% water. So let me ask you, friends, do you think it's important that water be gotten into the body? Absolutely. The brain, for instance, is 75% water. The blood is made of 83% water. The bone, 22%. The muscle, 75%. The liver, 86%. The kidney, 83%. So water is absolutely important if we're going to have good health. Now let's look, for instance, at the water flowing in the blood. Some of these things are basic common sense. If the amount of water that's supposed to be in the blood is decreased, all right, and all the rest of substance remain the same, you know, we have poisons that are being dumped from cellular waste and from worn out cells, and we have impurities that are being reabsorbed from the colon or from other factors in the blood, poor digestion, impurities, all that in the blood. Now, the one thing that changes is that the amount of water in the blood is decreased. What will that in and of itself do to the blood? Well, what do you think? Well, if the water level is decreased and the solids remain, then it means that whatever is left there of the blood is going to be thicker. So there's an increase in viscosity in the blood just from a decreased quantity of water on a daily basis. Now, what is the impact then of a decrease in the viscosity of the blood, the thickness of the blood? Well, number one, we see that the blood circulates more sluggishly. It's carrying more impurities. Now, the blood is supposed to make its way quickly and swiftly through all parts of the body upon the beating of the heart. But when the blood is too thick, this process requires more energy to pump that thickened blood through the tiny capillaries of the body. Now, let's say the blood is thickened now. we have more impurities in the blood. Now, if the blood is too thick, then it will not be able to carry sufficient oxygen either to the cells. Decreased amount of oxygen in the blood makes free room and board for microorganism, your bacteria, your viruses, and so on. Because these creatures love a low or poor oxygenated environment. Not only that, but when you look at the situation, the fact that the blood is getting slow instead of moving quickly and swiftly, it in and of itself could become a breathing place, depending on how much poisons and the decrease in oxygen level, can become a breathing place for microbes. Now, so that's the other factor. Now, the other situation is that it is unable then to take nutrients to the other areas of the body that need the proper nutrients for nourishing, for building, and for repairing. Let's say it's going to the kidney. The kidney won't be able to get the nutrient that it needs to carry on its function and to maintain its quality of life. So the cells in the kidneys are going to die off prematurely. Now, we are a brand new set of cell all over about every 6 months. All right? So now, should in case the kidney doesn't get the nutrients, then its function is going to be hindered. Well, not only the kidney, but the heart and all the rest of the body. Because remember, we have around each cell water. Each cell is in a bath of water. Okay? And this water that's there is usually the place where cellular debris and so on first is collected, and then it's taken away by the lymphatic system, which is similar to your blood vessel, only thing this carries clear fluid. Now, if the exchange of nutrients from the blood is decreased, in other words, the blood is not giving the nutrients, carrying the proper nutrients, so but instead it is becoming more polluted with poison and toxins, then when it gets to that area, it just end up dumping more toxin, more poisons in the area. And so many cells in many different areas of the body are going to die off prematurely. Now, let's look at the situation. We're talking about water now. We're just looking at the domino effect in the blood, because that blood, the Bible says, the blood is the current of life. The life of the flesh is in the blood, in Leviticus chapter 17. So it is important that the quality of the blood be maintained with top priority. Now, so we have all these things that I've mentioned. How would a person be feeling more than likely with this state or this condition in their blood? What kind of symptom might they be experiencing? Well, the symptoms could be numberless, but let's look at one. Number one symptom is tiredness, fatigue, lack of energy. Friends, the blood is not carrying enough oxygen. It requires oxygen to produce energy. So we can understand here how the person would be tired and fatigued, if not all the time, a portion of the time. In fact, the higher the nitrogen toxicity within the blood, or we call it urea, nitrogen, the higher that is, the greater the level of fatigue that will be experienced by a person. Now, should in case, when the person goes to bed at night, this person may sleep so hard, they sleep so hard that in the morning, when they finally wake up, they feel like they need to sleep another whole night. Their heart is beating very hard. Persons could sometimes hear their heart beating hard. It's pounding. This, from this point of view, predisposes a person for a heart attack. Whether it be from the blood getting so thick it cannot supply the oxygen to the heart, or it be from the cholesterol building up in the artery, which is a domino effect of not enough water within the system. Now, alright, so water is absolutely important. Now, what kind of water should a person necessarily be drinking? What's the best kind of water for a person? Well, there are many different water. Earlier in years, people drank rain water. Rainwater was not as contaminated as it is now. Rainwater is considered distilled water. Okay? Now, we also may have well water or spring water, and we have city water. Which of the above would be the purest form of water for the body? Well, the water which resembles more the rain water would be the purest, which is distilled water. Distilled water, we categorize it as high energy water. It is filled with life. It is not carrying a bunch of pollutants, nor is it carrying additional minerals, because in order for the water to carry minerals or anything else, there has to be a reaction that occurs within the water. And for every reaction, there is a loss of energy. So the water then, that result, becomes lower in energy. And so the body does not use it as effectively. With the distilled water, the body is able to use the distilled water more efficiently in all its processes. I mean, it's like high-tech fuel. I know folks talk about distilled water don't have minerals and so on in there, but you know, when you think about it, where should we get our minerals? I think you are correct. We should get minerals from our food, not in the water. Distilled water is also categorized as soft water. Now, I'm not saying that people can't drink their well water and so on, but other waters either. But the reality is that the softest water is the distilled water. Water is soft in degree. The softer the water, the better it is for us. Some well water are soft, or very soft. Some people have very good well water. And by that, it does not have very much particles or substance in the water. Usually, the less substance in the water, the better it tastes. With the distilled water, again, the distilled water, all viruses, bacteria, not only are the minerals removed, but through the process of distillation, all viruses, bacteria, chemical, pesticides, and so on are removed from the water. Now, when we compare that with various filtered water, the filtered water, yes, will remove disagreeable taste and odor, but it's not as effective in removing some of the common pollutants such as arsenic, bacteria, coppers, lead, nitrates, parasites, sodiums, and viruses. But the distilled water does that. Reverse osmosis, which is another purification method, is not as effective and not as reliable as just plain old distilled water. Now, as we continue to think about water, I cannot overemphasize. We've talked about the 8 laws of health, which are nutrition, proper nutrition, exercise, getting plenty of exercise, water, drinking plenty of pure soft water, sunshine, excellent to make minerals available, temperance, which is self-control, plenty of pure fresh air, rest, and trust in divine power. The acronym here is spelled out, New Start. There are other acronyms such as God's Plan when it's arranged in the proper order. But here, friends, there are 8 laws that we receive from Genesis, the book of Genesis chapter 1 to 3. God placed these laws into existence before sin came into existence. In the perfect week of creation, we saw these principles straight right there in Genesis. So we found that the more closely 21st century men adapt these principles in their lives, the better will their state of health. And we should know by now that medicine is not the answer as far as rare disease. They're very good for traumatic situation, but when we look at the statistics and the records way back in 1980, the television media predicted that one in 1982, one out of five would die with a serious disease. In 1986, it predicted one out of three would die with a serious disease. In 1990, one out of two would die with a serious disease. And by the year 2000, 9.8 out of 10 would have a serious disease before they die. And friends, we are in 2005, going on 2006. medicine, technology has increased tremendously, but the state of health in America and in the world has not increased. People are dying. Diseases are running rampant, and unless our loving Savior return back to this earth real soon, this world is going to be a laser house of disease. And those who would stand for liberty of conscience, if you will want to worship God according to the dictates of your conscience, you and I need to become intelligent in regard to disease, its causes, prevention, for there be suffering ones, plenty of them. You know, friends, the reality of it is we need to take care of the temple. And one of the simplest thing we can do is drink plenty of water. Yes, the worst of the water is the city water, you know what I mean? But if you have to buy some bottled water, even if you don't want the distilled water, but if you have to buy some bottled water, go ahead. The distilled water is really the best one, though. So how much water should a person drink? We've gone over this before now. Remember that. Well, usually 1/2 the body weight in ounces of water per day is the amount that a person should try to consume. And that is, if I weigh 150 pounds, that would be 75 ounces. Half of that is 75. 75 ounces of water per day are technically total fluids. But at least 2/3 of that should be pure water, the purest form that you can afford to drink. Your health will tell the difference when you begin to treat water not as a second-class citizen, because of all the health principles, none will affect the state of health more than lack of water, because all the reactions within our bodies has to occur within a fluid medium. Now, I still hear someone said, doesn't the distilled water leach minerals and so on from the body? No, it doesn't. It's like you wash a car with water. Does the water take the paint off, or does it take the dirt off? It takes the dirt out. You don't want the dirt. The body seeks to maintain what is called homeostasis, and it only allows that which it does not need to be washed out, to be carried out. The water doesn't have the intelligence to go in and just wash out whatever it wants. The body, the liver, the kidney controls what is leached out, what is washed out. Furthermore, as I mentioned earlier, it's like distilled water is like an empty cargo train versus a one that is loaded. As the empty cargo goes along its path, then it's able to collect more luggages, more baggages, and bring them with it to the area or the site that it needs to be. So, friends, remember, you owe it to yourself to drink plenty of water. You will tell the difference in increased energy, in clarity of mind, clarity of thoughts. You will be able to understand, most of all, the Word of God when you sit down to study the Word of God. The heart will pound softer. The heart will say, thank you, thank you, thank you for all that water, not soda pop, not some other fluid, not coffee. Those have their negative side effects. We're talking about pure water, or if necessary, some juice or some herb teas, you know, that can be thrown in there too. So remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, as he stood up the last day of the feast, and he said very eloquently, if any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. One of the secrets we have found, friends, wherever you go, take your water with you. Your water need to be drunk all throughout the day, not just when you go home, not just when you get up in the morning, but needs to be drank in small quantity all throughout the day until you reach your quota, and you'll find that you don't run to the bathroom as often. Thank you very much, and join us in our next presentation. If you have questions, please call the number that's announced at the end of this program. Have a wonderful day.